Incorporated, AM 1150, KNRC, Inglewood, Denver's premier talk station.
KNRC News Time, 12 o'clock.
NBC News Radio, I'm Lester Holt. The UN is expected to approve an American-backed resolution today that would give Iraq more international help. President Bush says that should silence critics who accuse him of not working with other countries.
First, I'm delighted that we're about to get a Security Council resolution. There were some who said we'd never get one, and it looks like if things go well, it will be a unanimous vote.
France and Germany say their concerns have been answered and they're ready to vote yes. The resolution spells out the powers of the new Iraqi government and helps clear the way for elections. Hold on for higher interest rates. Fed Chairman Alan Greenspan has given the go-ahead. He says any hikes will be gradual and aimed at keeping the economy growing. Democratic presidential contender John Kerry is expected to be among the thousands of mourners paying tribute to Ronald Reagan in California. An aide says Senator Kerry is trying to work a visit to the Reagan Library into his schedule. The demand to say farewell to the former president has been so much that viewing hours have been extended. Lester Holt, NBC News Radio.
Tonight on Bravo, celebrity hairstylist Jonathan Anton is building a hot new salon in Beverly Hills. And if you think his clients are divas, wait till you meet his staff. An assistant he won't promote.
I need someone that's going to play on my team.
A stylist with no clients.
I haven't seen you really work.
And a right-hand man who wants to stab him in the back.
Relax.
Don't tell me to relax.
No one's going
to
get out of here today.
Blowout.
I'm not fired, am I?
It's a Bravo kind of reality. Tonight at 9, 8 central, only on Bravo. Brought to you by Revlon.
Get the good stuff.
Right now would be a good time to come to Napa Auto Parts, because now you can get a 71-piece gear ratchet professional tool set for only $49.99. This ultra-compact pass-through socket system virtually eliminates the need for deep sockets, making it one of the most versatile socket sets you can buy. This is the good stuff. Remember, Father's Day is right around the corner, and with gear ratchet sets going for $49.99, now is a great time to pick one up.
Get the good stuff.
Napa, get the good stuff.
Winner of eight Associated Press Awards for journalistic excellence, including Best Newscast, award-winning news and entertaining talk. This is Denver's AM 1150 KNRC.
Good afternoon, partly cloudy, 73 degrees. I'm Tim McLaughlin, KNRC News. There will be no court-martial after all for an Air Force Academy cadet. I'll have that story in a moment. First, let's check traffic with Steve Smith in the KNRC Traffic Center.
Freeway traffic moving along in very good shape at the lunch hour right now. Freeway speeds for the most part, I should say. Medical emergency, though, at 42nd and Wadsworth. It's not an accident, but fire rescue equipment will be tying up the intersection for a few minutes. Injury accident with emergency equipment on the scene. Frontier Avenue and Pearl Parkway. Also an injury accident, Northwest Denver, 44th and Navajo. John Elway Showrooms with the information. Get a certified used vehicle with a 99-day warranty. And at their gigantic used car tent event, get the lowest prices in town on every used vehicle. And it starts tomorrow. Steve Smith in the KNRC Traffic Center.
Douglas Meester, an Air Force Academy cadet who was scheduled to be court-martialed, has instead reached a plea agreement in which he'll plead guilty to lesser charges. Meester had been charged with rape, sodomy, indecent assault, and providing alcohol to minors. Instead, he'll plead guilty to conduct unbecoming an officer, engaging in indecent acts, and dereliction of duty. This report brought to you by the network of 18 John Elway AutoNation showrooms. Hot temperatures and abundant sunshine can lead to increased concentration of ground-level ozone. Regional Air Quality Council spokeswoman Sarah O'Keefe says you can aid the effort to reduce ozone by choosing the right time to fill your gas tank.
When you are refueling, wait until after 5 p.m., after work, when it's not so hot, so it's not, you know, noon at the hottest part of the day. And then when you go to put your gas cap back on your car, make sure it clicks three times so it's sealed properly.
Ozone pollution can cause respiratory problems, especially for the elderly, the young, and those with pre-existing ailments. The Jefferson County Sheriff's Office is teaming up with police departments within the county to crack down on drunk drivers tonight. They'll set up three checkpoints this evening to catch people who get behind the wheel after having too much to drink. In sports, the Colorado Rockies in the Big Apple for some interleague play with the New York Yankees. Jeff Facero gets the start for the Rocks today. At John Elway Showrooms, get a certified used vehicle with a 99-day warranty, and at their gigantic used car tent event, get the lowest prices in town on every used vehicle. Starts Wednesday. Your exclusive Weather Channel forecast is next. KNRC News Time is 12:04.
AM 1150 KNRC.
Hello?
Where good talk happens.
We have to talk.
AM 1150 KNRC.
Take advantage of great low mortgage rates today. Call Western State Mortgage at 888-617-5255 and get a loan package that is custom tailored for your individual needs. A recent customer had this to say.
I got burned by another mortgage company. They made promises that simply didn't follow through. Then I called Western State Mortgage and they consolidated my debt at a much lower rate. And now I'm saving over $800 per month. I should have called Western State Mortgage first.
You too can lower your mortgage payment by literally hundreds of dollars per month. Western State Mortgage supports independent radio right here in Denver and Colorado. Call and mention this ad, and if they complete your loan, they'll donate $250 to the Colorado Multiple Sclerosis Society. Start your 2004 off right and call them now at 888-617-5255 or visit them online at westernstatemortgage.com to get your free rate quote and good faith estimate. Call them at 888-617-5255. That's 888-617-5255. Equal housing lender.
I'm Valerie Seagraves with a KNRC forecast from the Weather Channel. It'll be a very pleasant afternoon for us, but we do have a front moving in, so we'll be looking at some strong scattered thunderstorms later tonight and the chance for thunderstorms tomorrow and Thursday. With a mix of sun and clouds, we'll top out around 84 for the high, 57 for the low tonight, low 80s tomorrow, upper 70s on Thursday. For the Weather Channel, I'm Valerie Seagraves on AM 1150 KNRC.
Partly cloudy and 73 now. KNRC News Time is 12:06. I'm Tim McLaughlin. Our next news at 12:35 or when it breaks on AM 1150 KNRC.
From AM 1150 KNRC, Denver's choice for talk. Now, one of the Mile High City's most compelling talk hosts, Enid Goldstein. The producer is Joe Anderson. Board operations, Jordan Lyles. Now, here's Enid.
6 minutes after 12 here on AM 1150 KNRC. I'm Bill Thorpe filling in for Enid Goldstein. She is not here today. She will return on Monday, taking some time off. And she does send her greetings, say hello to all of you. She is having fun, though, not having to show up at the office. Imagine if you didn't have to show up at the office today. Oh, I know. Now I've just distracted you. Well, I'll tell you what. Here's the phone number, 303-382-1150. 303-382-1150 is the phone number, as if you're going to write it down now and wait for me to say something interesting. Yeah, I know. But, yeah, I've been watching a lot of things over the last 24 hours and really throughout the entire weekend. And a couple of things that have, I don't know, I feel bad about talking about this, but we almost have to. There are a couple of things we're going to get to today. But first on my mind is the memorial so far for Ronald Reagan. We're going to do this in a manner not to denigrate the man, but question how we are expressing our grief inside of this country. We'll talk about that here in just a minute. I do want to let you know that tomorrow afternoon, we're going to talk to Bill Maher. He's going to be on the phone. We're going to chat with him live, and he's coming to town and going to be at the Paramount Theater this weekend. On Saturday at 8 o'clock, his show starts at the Paramount. For tickets, you can call 303-382-8497, 303-830-8497, or go to knrcradio.com. We will have some free tickets that we're going to give away tomorrow, but we'll have to tell you how to win those. It'll be kind of special. We do have a set of front row tickets as well, so you do want to tune in for when we talk to Bill Maher, because we're going to be giving away some tickets surrounding that event and a few other things. But let's see. I'm sure that you haven't been hiding under a rock for the last 48 hours, and you've seen tens of thousands of people filing past former President Ronald Reagan's casket. And so many so that the public viewing hours have been extended to accommodate thousands of people that are still waiting for a chance to pay their respects. And God, I feel like such a cynical jerk doing this. I don't know. For me, it's a long line to see a casket. I don't know. I would you wait in line that long? Maybe I'm too impatient. Maybe that's it. Maybe that's how I can soften myself. I can think of very few people that are dead. No. Joe Anderson's telling me I'm just cold and jaded. My heart has just shrunk three sizes. I'm like the Grinch from Dr. Seuss, and now the Grinch stole Christmas. That's what I feel like, because I keep thinking, I mean, if Ronald Reagan was alive and I got to walk by him and shake his hand and say hello, yeah, I'm standing in line for a couple hours for that. I'm cool with that. Dude's dead. I don't know. It's a closed casket. I feel so wrong about this. Tell me, am I wrong? 303-382-1150. It's a casket with a flag over it. How do we know he's even in there? I feel horrible about this. But, I don't know. It's and I've seen a couple of pieces on the internet about this that talks about morning sickness. And it wasn't until I saw these articles did I not really feel like the bastard you probably all are calling me right now. I didn't feel as cold-hearted at all. And the idea is that what we do is we use this idea of mourning where we gather around high profile dead celebrities, things like that, and we use it as a bridge to basically fill in those gaps that we don't have in our lifetime normally, that normally we feel isolated. That, I mean, think about it. When you go home tonight, let's say if you're in an apartment or if you're in a house, think about the door that is directly across from you. If that's a house, who's directly across the street? If it is an apartment or a condo, what door directly faces yours? Do you know that person? Do you know the person on the left? Do you know the person on the right of you? How far down the hallway or down your block on the left or the right do you know the people that live in your neighborhood? I think that's an issue that we have inside of America. I think that we are again and again and again separated from each other, that we compartmentalize each other. We go home and we watch things like Survivor because it's reality TV. Not a damn one of us has gotten our butt up and actually walked out the front door and gone to reality. We've done it through a TV program. So, I feel so wrong doing this, but I think that what they're doing is they're making these connections that we used to have in places like churches, in neighborhoods, with our families, and even really across the nation to a large extent. But I think we're using these type of public outpouring of grief as an excuse. And man, I hope I'm not being too close to the issue saying about this, but we're having tens of thousands of people showing up for the Reagan funeral, and I'm wondering how many of them really feel that this has impacted their life. Now, the funeral in and of itself is going to be a different matter. The funeral and the presentation, and I can see showing up for that type of an experience because it is the mass, it is the funeral, it is the presentation. But when I'm filing past the casket in the library, I look at that and think, am I just trying to have this kind of a larger group experience? Am I just trying to connect with other people? Am I doing nothing more than crying crocodile tears? I saw this with Princess Diana. When Princess Diana passed away, you had flowers and teddy bears and notes all over the place inside of England. All over. How really heartfelt was this? Were these people just basically piling up teddy bears and rotting flowers and as an excuse to not go out and do some real good? If this is a motivation that you feel this person has touched their life, do you think they will be more touched by you sitting there and placing down a bouquet of flowers on the steps of a building or by going out and actually making a difference? Volunteering for 1 week at the soup kitchen? Going out and collecting coats? Working for a nonprofit? Don't you think that that person would probably value that work a heck of a lot more? Don't you think someone like Princess Diana would have said, I value your work? If you would have worked on the landmine program that she was popular with, that she really fronted, don't you think that she would have liked it a whole lot better if you would have volunteered 5 hours of your time a week for that organization to do mailings, to do calls, to do something as far as fundraising, than to take a teddy bear, lay it down on some steps, and let it get wet? How are we expressing our grief? I'm afraid that while we all think that we are expressing our grief in this very noble and righteous manner, that we're actually connecting on a level that is very base. And there's really no connection at all. That we're spending a lot of time crying crocodile tears when we really shouldn't be. That we should be trying to make a difference. If Ronald Reagan really impacted your life that much, don't you think that there is something else other than walking by his casket in a long line that you could do to show that? Is there nothing else? Is that the only way that you have this outpouring of grief? Man, do I feel like a cynical, cold-hearted jerk. Jeez, I feel just evil. Well, let's see what you think. I'm Bill Thorpe, filling in for Enid Goldstein. 303-382-1150 is the phone number. 303-382-1150. We're going to go to Jeff on a cell phone. I got two Jeffs hanging there. My friend Jeff Narvada is coming up here in a second, so hang on. I'm going to get to the Jeff on a cell phone first. Jeff, thanks for calling AM 1150 KNRC. How are you doing?
Doing pretty good. How you doing today?
Doing good. So tell me, am I being a cold-hearted jerk about this at the Reagan funeral?
No. I mean, if you compare it to any of the other celebrities, like these celebrities, Elvis,
yeah,
Beatles, hundreds of thousands of people poured into the street. Kennedy, when he got shot.
Yeah.
You know, there's just not that emotion there. It's more of a sign of respect that they're showing up.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, that's pretty much it. I think it's just a sign of respect. Not that he was any great. You know, the Republicans are trying to immortalize Reagan.
Yeah.
You know, Reagan, airport Reagan, this Reagan. You know, and they really should just stop and think about it.
Yeah, I heard rumors. I heard rumors in the last 24 hours that someone was floating the trial balloon of a picture on Mount Rushmore that we needed to start carving the mountain again.
They've been trying that for 10 years.
Yeah,
they've been. You know, that rumor's been out there for 10 years, and they should really, you know, just let time tell. Let you know, nobody did anything for George Washington until, you know, 100 years after when we put his face on the dollar, and those are the true heroes, you know, and I think they're just trying to immortalize them to push their base to make George W. Bush much stronger. And I think that's one of the main reasons why they're making this big deal about it, is because I think they really, you know, since George has been lacking in the polls and everywhere else, policies, like we could go on, they're trying to make him out like Reagan. And I ain't buying it. And people shouldn't buy it because he's not, he ain't a pimple on his rear end.
Yeah. Yeah, there is a vast difference between the two men. You made me feel better about myself, Jeff. I appreciate the phone call because I felt that I was getting a little cold-hearted because I look at the long outpouring of support and the people filing through the lines, and I understand the idea, okay, paying the respects. Maybe that's where I need to look at it because I'm looking at it more the outpouring of the death of Diana and a few of the others. And maybe if I change it and look at it a little bit more through the idea of we're paying respect to the man, then I think I can deal with that one a little bit more, because again, when we have these huge outpourings of grief from when celebrities die and when, you know, there are those tragedies, when people are laying flowers, again, I hope that nobody is reading into this that I'm likening September 11 to that, because I think that's a tragedy on a different level. I'm talking about Princess Diana's car crash, those type of issues. When we lose celebrities like that, that when people have all of this rush to go out to, you know, the local bar where they may have drunk and they put bar cards and flowers and then they show up for these mass events and they stand in lines and lines for hours and hours and hours to wander by a casket. And I guess if you're paying respect for Ronald Reagan, I can go that direction, paying respect for Princess Diana. That works with me a little bit more, but I think in large parts, but if you're paying respect to the person, I mean, I hate to say this, though, but you know what? They're, in my beliefs, they're with the Almighty. They got other conditions. They're hanging out, you know, they're getting a beer with, you know, JC, you know, Jesus Christ. They're hanging out with him, you know, they're discussing, they're wondering, you know, if they're going to play Hearts later on in the day. I mean, that's really the discussion, whether or not you're filing by the casket. Is that much of an issue? And again, I can see where Jeff went with the sign of respect. I want to jump to my other friend Jeff on Arvada here in a second. If you want to give us a call, 303-382-1150. Jeff, thanks for the phone call. And now we'll jump to Jeff in Arvada. How are you doing today?
Hey, Bill.
Hey, man.
This reminds me of a different group of people doing the same thing.
Yeah, who?
When they were paying respect to someone whose greatest contribution was not forwarding his spawn any further by getting his whole head in front of the shotgun.
You know, oh, Kurt Cobain.
Yeah.
Yep, Kurt Cobain.
I watched that go on, and it blew my mind. I'm like, this is not that old a band. They're not that established. They're not that brilliant, and all of that is, you know, everybody's opinion. They're okay, but they weren't, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. See, and I like
10, 20 years down.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I like Nirvana, and I do think they will have the staying power. I mean, I do personally, but I thought that the outpouring of support for Cobain was ridiculous, though.
Because James Dean does.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Die Young, pretty. You know,
oh, exactly.
That whole era of music annoyed the hell out of me. I mean, it was like the epitome of liberal self-involvement.
Well, see, and I liked. See, what got me was that I liked the initial thrust. I mean, the for me that was the Nirvana, Pearl Jam, and Soundgarden. But everybody else that followed in the quote Seattle sound, and that's where I think that basically the pop culture chewed up what was decent music and then spit it out, and it became overwatered.
To me, Nirvana was. Even though they appeared to be the fronts for that, I mean, Temple of the Dog is one of my favorite albums.
Oh yeah,
it just is
wonderful.
And
it's
that same scene, but it's not the same thing.
Exactly. Yeah, it doesn't have the same feel
Nirvana
to it.
Nirvana, Kurt Cobain, the whole thing, Courtney Love. It was all a disgusting chapter of our youth culture. I mean, people trying to relive the '60s through you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, see, and I think in Utero, I still think that the feel as far as, you know, where Nirvana was is still being felt, but the issue of Kurt Cobain, I think, is tremendous as far as it was. It's exactly what I'm talking about. You hit the nail on the head.
Right.
It is that outpouring of support. The people that, for some reason, feel that they have this connection with the group or the individual and then have to show this outpouring of support. And I'm sorry, I watched the kids that were there, just like you did, that sat in front of Kurt's, you know, house for, you know, a couple of days and cried. And I sat there and went, damn, don't you think that maybe getting your happy ass up and getting a shower and stop doing the drugs would help hell of a lot more than you sitting in the rain crying.
No, I think I'm going to get a tattoo on my neck so I can guarantee I'll never have a decent job.
Exactly.
I've got Kurt Cobain's name on my neck.
I know. It shows I love him. It's like, no, it shows that you paid $400 for a tattoo on your neck.
I think you had to expect this, though. I mean, honestly, when you've got people like Tom Brokaw, who, in my opinion,
yeah, exactly,
used Reagan's death to segue into how much Bush isn't Reagan, which
yeah.
is silly because I can go back and get you a list of quotes from these same liberal media pundits who called Reagan everything they call Bush now.
Yeah,
I mean,
exactly.
I verbatim. It sounds like they're using the same script.
Yeah, time does heal all wounds. They do change.
They
change how to look at them.
Bush is no Reagan. It's like, if you guys didn't think Reagan was Reagan, it was
yeah.
Reagan, so don't even come off with
That's
that.
A very good point. That is well done. You're absolutely right on that one. What do you think about the culture, though? I mean, do you think, and again, I feel bad because I'm using the Reagan funeral as the jumping-off point. This isn't the thing. The Reagan funeral wasn't the one where I sat there and went, man, this is wrong. But it's one of those things that I started when they started saying, okay, I'm extending the viewing hours. We're doing this because of the funeral. I sat there and went, wait a minute. I've seen this before.
again, you've heard sort of across the news media all of these people that have talked about how Reagan might have affected their lives and, you know, changed them politically. And believe me, when you go through a process like this, it is something that often affects the way you see yourself, the way you see you, the way you see your universe and what your values are, and who's to say what the effect of people of spending that 7 or 8 hours, which is not sort of simply sitting there staring ahead, but talking with other people, connecting with other individuals who are standing there.
Now, that's important, because the connecting, but Tash, that important thing is the connection with other people, though, again, is false. You're connecting with someone that is standing in front of you in line or standing behind you in line that you only have to talk to for a couple of hours. It's not a connection. You're not going to see this person for lunch. They're using it as a replacement for not knowing the people in their neighborhood. They think they've talked to this person, created this connection with someone in line, and they probably don't know their neighbors. I mean, come on, this is a false connection on another level.
Do you think the same thing happened with the death of Lincoln, in which people stood in line for hours, including in the pouring rain, to view the casket? People lined the railroad as the casket went by. Was that also sort of a false display? Because if you look at the way, at least it's judged in history, and by now we've had enough time to have perspective on that, that was seen as a profound gesture of the respect and affection in which he was held by the citizenry, which you know, as a fairly precise analogy here, because at the time Lincoln was perhaps the most vilified president to date. I mean, he was called the original gorilla and all kinds of things. And Reagan also certainly suffered his share of abuse. Somehow, if you listen to the news reports now, it's as if he just sort of floated through the presidency on a cloud of amicability. But that, of course, wasn't true at the time. He was belittled as an amiable dunce, I think, was Clark Clifford's note. And what this is a demonstration, as it was with Lincoln, that in the hearts of his fellow citizens, he still stands as somebody to be honored, and I think what they're doing is not only appropriate, but admirable.
Well, see, I understand where you're coming from, but I still think it's the easy way out. I mean, going down to the train station and waiting for the train to pass is a heck of a lot easier than turning around and changing something inside of your life. It's a heck of a lot easier for me to walk down, stand for 7 hours in a line, walk by the casket for 20 seconds, than to turn around and actually do something inside of my life in the memory of Ronald Reagan, rather than going out and donating money every so often in the term of Ronald Reagan, going out and taking that type of hard-earned money. I mean, I'm taking not you're talking about 7 hours out of the course of one day. I'm talking about taking the hard-earned money that you are taking each and day that you go to work and turning around and giving that to the fund for Ronald Reagan, going to ReaganLibrary.com and donating it, or going out and helping Alzheimer's patients. That requires a heck of a lot more commitment than standing in a line and letting people file by a casket. I understand where you're coming from, Tash, and you make some really good points. Unfortunately, I still think that it's a little bit too superficial. And again, even with the Lincoln Memorial, when people were going by and when we had all the trains and everybody was gathered, again, it again is a little bit selfish and a little bit superficial, because it is about me. It's about my outpouring of grief and what I'm doing. If you really want to make a difference, if it really mattered to you, if Reagan made an impact in your life, why don't you turn around and try to impact somebody else's life? But we don't. We stand there and we go through a line and say, wow, he impacted my life so much that I'm willing to stand in line to walk by the casket. If he was willing to change your life, if he did something to change your life, why aren't you turning around and trying to change someone else's life? That would be the real legacy of Reagan, and I think we're being dishonest for the legacy of Reagan when we turn around and we just have these, you know, spontaneous outpourings of support. And again, I mean, the things, we can go back to Princess Diana and Kurt Cobain and John Lennon, and do we think that those spontaneous groups, when they were sitting out there and basically crying in front of Kurt Cobain's mansion, was that really about their grief, or was it about Kurt Cobain and what he'd given to them? And it's about their grief. It's not really about Kurt. They could have done a heck of a lot more things if it was about Kurt. But, Tash, we don't see things the same all the time. But I appreciate the phone call. Thanks a lot for taking the time. We'll get to your phone calls here in just a second. I'm way behind time. I'm Bill Thorpe, filling in for Enid Goldstein. 303-382-1150 is the phone number. This is AM 1150 KNRC. Ah, Tim, I'm sorry. I look up and look what time it is again. I'm getting later and later, man. This is not
okay.
Good. You know, maybe I've talked about this. I don't think so. I negated it in the last news meeting, but maybe we can implement it next week when I'm off. That short stick that if we're not going to breaks, you can come in here and poke us a couple of times.
Just start jabbing you.
Yeah, exactly. I think some negative reinforcement might help. What's going on in news?
Partly cloudy and 78 right now. The Hayman fire started 2 years ago. I'll have that story in a moment. First, let's check traffic with Steve Smith in the KNRC Traffic Center. Center.
Southbound I-25 at 20th Street, getting a report of a stall in the center lane there, and that's starting to cause some congestion along the Central Valley. Everything else in the freeway system moving along in fairly decent shape. 18th and Logan, though, downtown, rollover accident with injuries. Everyone is out of the car that flipped over, but there's still an awful lot of emergency equipment on the scene there, and will stay there for just a few more minutes anyway. Quest Choice Business with the information, your business line, plus any five features for just $39.99 a month. More than 100,000 small businesses already have signed up for Quest Choice Business. Shouldn't you? Steve Smith in the KNRC Traffic Center.
2 years ago this afternoon, the Hayman Fire was reported to authorities. By the time it was done, it had burned nearly 138,000 acres and destroyed more than 130 homes. The fire was fully contained on July 2, 2002, with a cost of more than $39 million. Terry Barton, a U.S. Forest Service employee at the time, was convicted of setting the fire and is currently serving a six-year federal prison sentence. This report brought to you by the network of 18 John Elway Auto Nation showrooms. Granby authorities have found two lists in the home of Marv Hiemeyer, who went on a bulldozer rampage last Friday in the mountain town. One list names the buildings he eventually ran into, while the other contained the names of town officials with whom he disagreed. Of the 13 buildings Hiemeyer plowed into, six were demolished. The Jefferson County Sheriff's Office will team up tonight with police departments within the county. They're cracking down on drunk drivers by setting up three checkpoints. Starting at 8, there'll be a checkpoint at Florida Avenue and Owen Street. Later in the evening, the checkpoint will be moved to the 13500 block of West 44th Avenue. Finally, the 5400 block of Highway 93. The tents go up, the prices come down. The John Elway Used Car Tent Event starts Wednesday. Prices start under $5,000. Save big on hundreds of fuel-efficient cars. The John Elway Used Car Event at all locations. We'll take a look at the KNRC weather forecast next. KNRC News Time is 2:45.
Your summer passport for news and information. Identification, please.
Where talk happens. AM 1150 KNRC.
Enjoy your summer.
Shopping for a mortgage should be no different from shopping for any big-ticket item, a car, a refrigerator, a house. You're looking for the best possible value available. Investment Property Funding Incorporated offers just that. The best mortgage rates available, starting at 1.25% for primary residences and just 1.65% for investment properties, with no points, no junk fees, and no surprises at closing. Increase your cash flow by hundreds, if not thousands of dollars per month. Investment Property Funding can handle all your mortgage needs with your choice of fixed rate, adjustable rate, or interest-only programs. A full menu of options for savvy, no-nonsense borrowers like you. Don't wait. Get the rates you deserve today by calling the professionals at Investment Property Funding Incorporated at 303-531-8508. That's 303-531-8508. Your mortgage experts, 303-531-8508, or online at ipfunding.com.
Checking the KNRC weather forecast. Partly cloudy skies through the afternoon into the evening hours. Chance of some evening thunderstorms, mid-50s for the overnight temperature. We'll start off the day tomorrow mostly sunny, then see some clouds build up, maybe some afternoon thunderstorms. Tomorrow's high in the mid-80s. Right now, partly cloudy and 78. KNRC News Time is 2:46. I'm Tim McLaughlin. Our next news at 3 o'clock, or when it breaks, on AM 1150 KNRC.
Hi, I'm Evelinda Ehrman.
And I'm Judy Schwartz. We co-host Style Matters Live. Even if you're not bored with great style, you can buy it, just like we do. And this extends to our homes. Element, Denver's newest furniture store for urban home furnishings, accessories, and artwork, meets all our style needs and will meet yours, too.
Element has multifunctional furniture to maximize your space in a condo, apartment, loft, or smaller home. The clean lines of Element's furniture for today's urban lifestyle will work with what you already own.
You'll love their eclectic mix of styles, all presented in a way you can envision in your own home.
Prices are affordable, with lamps as low as $100 and sofas starting at about $1,000. Interior design services are available.
Element is open Monday through Friday, 11 to 6, Saturday, 10 to 7, and Sunday, 1 to 5. Element is located at 77 West 9th Avenue, a half a block west of Broadway in the Golden Triangle. 303-825-3770.
Element. Your lifestyle, your home, your element.
At this time, while our fighting men and women are overseas fighting for our freedoms, Let's enjoy this summer. But AM 1150 KNRC wants to salute those who are fighting the terrorists.
Our enemy is a radical network of terrorists and every government that supports them.
KNRC wants to salute those who are fighting terrorism. Thanks for all you're doing. AM 1150 KNRC.
Yo, my name's Rick, and I'm a grocery bagging technician. Jimmy Lakey and I, we used to roll together in my 71 Camaro. Then he got all into being a radio celebrity and didn't have the time for regular folks.
Remember when I shaved off your eyebrows, Lakey?
I wasn't sorry.
Jimmy Lakey, weekday mornings at 6 on AM 1150 KNRC. You're listening to The Enid Goldstein Show on AM 1150 KNRC. Here again, Enid Goldstein.
2:48 here on AM 1150 KNRC. Talking about morning sickness, or maybe it's conspicuous compassion. Easy for me to say. I'd like to buy a vowel pad, or should I just spin the wheel? We're going to go back to the phone calls real quickly, 303-382-1150, and talk to Dwayne in Aurora. Dwayne, how are you doing today?
Yeah, I'm good, man. How are you?
Doing good. Not a bad day. A little cooler. It's not a bad Tuesday.
Yeah. You know, first off, Bill, you're being brutally honest, which is a trait that's never appreciated much here in the United States.
Oh, it isn't. It isn't at all.
No, it isn't. And the other thing is you have the unmitigated gall to question the motivation of the legion of ribbon, candle, flower, and teddy bear people.
God, those people piss me off, tell me personally. They just make me mad.
Yeah, Princess Di dies? Oh, I got to go put a teddy bear somewhere.
Exactly.
Columbine,
I know.
I've got to go light a candle somewhere. And you're right. Often, tragically, certainly not all, but often, in many cases, these people aren't doing anything constructive. You know, your previous caller, I think, hit the nail on the head when he said, oh, it's you know, doing this thing. If you go stand in line just to touch Reagan's coffin, it can change your perception of yourself. And I think that's really what it's all about. It's like, oh, look at my public display of grief, look at my crocodile tears, and then when you go home and you happen to catch your reflection in the mirror, you can go, oh, what a wonderful, compassionate human being I am.
Exactly.
And you know, it's an easy way out. It's much easier to just go out with this little public display than to actually get involved or do something constructive or really give of your time and things like that. And it's just, you know, it's like you said, you know, I look at these people anymore and they just kind of nauseate me.
I'm curious with the Reagan funeral. I mean, are we going to have anybody standing up there talking about changes in stem cell research? Because that would be the time for it, but we're not. And after the Wellstone funeral, that's one of the things that I want to watch, because, of course, much hay was made all over conservative channels after the Wellstone funeral saying, oh, this was nothing but a political speech. And I'm curious. I don't expect political speeches, but I'm wondering what's going to happen inside of the Reagan funeral and see if politics does rear its head.
Well, you know what? I hope, and if these, I hope one thing sincerely, if these people really want to honor Reagan, something they can make absolutely sure to do is, I hope every one of these people who's waiting for 7 hours just to touch his coffin will go out in November and give up an hour to vote.
Yeah.
Participating is the best way to honor this man.
Yep, absolutely, Dwayne. Hey, I appreciate it. Thanks for the phone call. I'm going to squeeze in Mary real quickly before we go to the next break. Mary, how are you doing today?
Yeah, good, Bill. Thanks.
Good.
I totally concur with the last caller, Dwayne, and he's touching on some things I wanted to say. Basically, I think people have too much time in their hands to really do anything honorable here, which would be, like you said, to take time to volunteer, to contribute back to society. And I'm frankly nauseated, too, at this overt display of what you can call convenient or phony affection.
Yeah.
Not to mention what's really been bothering me is all this flag waving and people displaying flags everywhere. I mean, it used to be a sacred event where the flag was a relic. It was something that you displayed on you know, certain holidays, Memorial Day, July 4th.
Yeah.
And now it's just like everybody's wearing their patriotism on their sleeve. Which,
yeah, and then the funny thing is, though, it'll
have something to prove or something.
Oh, absolutely, and it'll disappear here in a couple of weeks. While Reagan's passed, then okay, all the flags come out, and then we turn around and
contribute.
Yeah, I've seen more flags in my neighborhood after Reagan's passing than I saw on Memorial Day, and that was weird. That was an odd thing for me. I sat there and went, "This is kind of strange."
Well, the priorities are not in their correct order. I mean, here we have people that have given up their lives for World War II and World War I, and you've got Vietnam, and now you've got Iraq, but. I don't know. I just think people feel the need to attach themselves to someone or something bigger than they really are. And really, they need to take time to look at their own lives and see the difference that they can make in their life and in other people's lives, and do it quietly and discreetly. You don't have to go out there and wave your flag from your car, or like my neighbor's had his flag up for 2 years now. I mean, it's ridiculous.
Yeah, it is. Hey, Mary, and you know, understanding, you know, where I have to go and my goals and what it's important to me. Well, I don't know if it's important to me, but it's important to the station that I get to the next commercial break. So, unfortunately, we've got to end it right there. Give me a ring at 303-382-1150 if you've got some thoughts. We're talking about, well, what the BBC has termed morning sickness. Now, they were talking about it in the realm of Princess Diana, but I actually found an author, Patrick West, who talks about conspicuous compassion, the idea of recreational grieving, that when our celebrities or our leaders die, that we all gather around and basically line up and say, oh, wasn't this tragic, etc. But that's the easy way. We make no real changes in our life. If this person impacted us so much, shouldn't you actually honor their memory by making a change, doing something with that time that you could spend hanging out with your friends and talking about how much you're grieving? Be curious to hear what you say. We're going to jump to John and Steve when we get back. I'm Bill Thorpe, filling in for Enid Goldstein. This is AM 1150 KNRC.
More Enid Live.
And it's not the same for men.
Talking just gets you into trouble.
Next on AM 1150 KNRC.
To help your car perform like it should, keep it clean where it counts, in its engine. And no gasoline is better at helping keep vital engine parts clean than Chevron with Techron. Americana music comes to the Arvada Center this Saturday night, complete with bluegrass, jazz, honky-tonk, and western swing, when Pete Wernick's Live 5 and Haldon Wofford and the High Beams perform in the Arvada Center's beautiful outdoor amphitheater this Saturday, June 12th at 7:30 p.m. Pete Wernick's Live 5 will play what they like to call flexigrass, a unique fusion of super charged bluegrass and traditional jazz. Local favorites Haldon Wofford and the High Beams will open for Live 5 with their high-energy, real country music sound. Tickets for Pete Wernick's Live 5 with Haldon Wofford and the High Beams are $20 for covered seating and $10 for lawn seating. For more information or to purchase tickets, contact the Arvada Center box office at 720-898-7200 or visit their website at www.arvadacenter.com. Don't miss Pete Wernick's Live 5 unique flexigrass sound and the real country music of Haldon Wofford and the High Beams this Saturday night at the Arvada Center. Call 720-898-7200.
If you've got an engine with over 75,000 miles on it, here's something to think about. High mileage engines often perform differently. With increased oil consumption, lower fuel efficiency, and more rapid oil breakdown, Valvoline MaxLife motor oil helps offset the aging of critical engine parts and seals. This is the good stuff. And right now you can get Valvoline MaxLife motor oil for just $1.99 a quart. Price does not include state and local taxes and recycling fees.
Get the good stuff.
Napa. Get the good stuff.
Join the National Multiple Sclerosis Society for the 19th annual Great West MS 150 Bike Tour and get ready to rock the rampart. The two-day 150-mile adventure begins on Saturday, July 10th at Conifer and traverses the Rampart Range through Buffalo Creek, Deckers, and Woodland Park. Last year, more than 1,900 participants raised $1.7 million to end the devastating effects of MS. To learn more or join this year's MS 150 Bike Tour, visit www.fightmscolorado.org.
It's the moment of choice, Tylenol or Advil. Truth is, doctors nationwide choose the medicine in Advil most for muscle pain, strains, and sprains. For better relief, advance to Advil.
AM 1150 KNRC invites you to participate in the 2004 Miles to Fight Melanoma Summer Solstice Race on Wednesday, June 16th in City Park. This annual benefit raises awareness and funds for the prevention and cure of melanoma, which occurs more frequently in Colorado than in the rest of the country. Run, walk, and enjoy music and refreshments. Call 303-430-2817 for information on the Summer Solstice Race, Wednesday, June 16th in City Park, from AM 1150 KNRC. Join our Voice at Work fraternity. It's growing every day.
I listen in the morning when I'm getting ready for work, in the office, the car on the ride home.
If you support live and local radio for the Denver metro market, go to our website at knrcradio.com and click on the Voice at Work logo.
This is going to be the most astounding thing you've ever heard of.
If you listen to KNRC at your place of business, you'll get up to 10 free t-shirts for your employees.
But that stuff sounds pretty good.
When you sign up as a member of KNRC's Voice at Work program, our host will mention your business on the air as a local supporter of the station. Your place of business will be added to the Voice at Work portion of the KNRC website. We want all of our listeners to know the local places that support local radio. We'll also send you KNRC t-shirts, bumper static stickers, and commuter coffee mugs.
I mean, that's a great deal.
Go to knrcradio.com and join the Voice at Work fraternity. Another way to say thank you for listening to AM 1150 KNIC.
You guys are great. I love listening.
I have it on all the time.
KNIC.
Hi, my name is Stephanie. I want to get tall when I grow up. Tall enough to hug Enid Goldstein, because my grandpa says she's high.
Enid Goldstein, weekday afternoons from noon till 3 on AM 1150 KNIC. And now, the Enid Goldstein Show continues on AM 1150 KNIC.
I'm Bill Thorpe, filling in for Enid Goldstein. We are winding it down this hour, so I'm going to jump right back to the phones and not waste anybody's time. Let's go to Steve. Steve's calling us from Louisville. Steve, how you doing today?
Hi, Bill. I think you're just being petty over this thing. People who are going to view Reagan, or is that their equivalency of a funeral? Or should they're going there to show respect for the man and his family?
Is a funeral there for respect, or is it for the people that are with him, a chance to say goodbye and the family? I mean, what's the purpose of a funeral?
Why does anybody go to a funeral?
To say goodbye to a person. I think it's a person to get over their grief. It's a selfish reason. It's basically that you're there to get over your grief and you're sharing it with everybody else and doing it as a group.
So you look at that the same way you would as a funeral?
No, not at all. I think that the funeral is actually the event that was created for that, and the idea of filing past the casket and everything else, I think, is selfish. I think it's more selfish.
I think you're wrong there, because I think this is their equivalent of a funeral.
How is it their equivalent of a funeral, though? Standing in a line for 7 hours and then filing past the casket for a second is nothing close to a funeral. It's not standing there listening to people speak about him, being eulogized, or any of that. It's not. I disagree. I don't think it's analogous.
Well, sure, it's analogous. They can't go to Washington where they're going to bury him. I mean, this is he's there now.
Yeah, but people in Denver, though, that feel this way about him doesn't mean that they grieve any less because they can't go to California.
Oh, you're probably right. But I've never been one myself to say how a person should grieve or how a person should feel. I think it's just being petty.
Yeah, I understand. I understand the criticism. I disagree. I think it's the people that are in the line that are being petty. But we disagree. Thanks for tuning in. This is AM 1150 KNRC.
Hear Colorado talk. This is Colorado's locally owned and operated AM 1150 KNRC. Englewood, Denver's premier talk station.
KNRC News Time, 3 o'clock.
NBC News Radio, I'm Ron Kilgore. Mourners continue to file by the casket of former President Ronald Reagan in his official library outside Los Angeles. Democratic presidential candidate John Kerry expected to be among those paying last respects today before Reagan's body is moved on to the U.S. Capitol. The U.N. Security Council has just passed a U.S.-sponsored resolution outlining the powers of the new Iraqi government. NBC's Ron Allen says the unanimous vote validates the interim plan for transfer of power.
It also sets forward a timetable for the creation of a permanent Iraqi government sometime in late January of 2006. It also essentially confers legitimacy on the U.S.-led multinational force.
The prosecution has finished closing arguments in the sentencing phase of the state murder trial for Terry Nichols. He faces a possible death sentence for his role in the Oklahoma City bombing. Stocks were up on Wall Street despite a strong indication from Fed Chairman Alan Greenspan that interest rates could rise again and soon. I'm Ron Kilgore, NBC News Radio.
I try to show the kids how important the attitude is. I take them into a building, and we go on the elevator. First elevator we go into, I'm looking mean. And everybody in the elevator just starts backing off. So then, get out the elevator, and I say, now watch this. I go in the elevator, I'm singing, I'm being me. Everybody's at ease.
Jockey, what's in your comfort zone? Tell your story at jockey.com.
Tonight on Bravo, celebrity hairstylist Jonathan Anton is building a hot new salon in Beverly Hills. And if